Matt Armstrong says he'll be too busy to tune in tonight, but he wants less talk and more action.
What I would want to hear, which I don't think will happen, is how things are going to get done this year with elections coming at the end of the year. I feel like things aren't going to get done. There's been a lot of posturing.
Chris Boynton will wait until Wednesday morning to find out what the president said. Boynton hopes he'll address transportation.
So, like any rail systems, high-speed rail systems in our country, and ways that they could help cities improve transportation.
Aaron Fortner says he'll watch President Obama's speech if he's able to get the kids in bed by then. He wants the president to address one main topic.
He'll talk about health care, I'm sure, but that's, it doesn't matter what he says. It's, you know, him and Congress are going to, given the Congress, it's just not, nothing new is going to happen there this year. So, yeah, I think I'm most interested in what he would say about the economy.
David Chambly will listen to the address on the radio, but isn't expecting much.
Every time we have a speech, it just seems to go in circles. I don't know, it just seems like he's speaking to speak, and then nothing that he says he wants to do or to get done seems to get done, except health care.
One Atlanta resident who will hear the speech is Antoinette Tuff. She's the DeKalb County bookkeeper who helped prevent a shooting at the Ronald E. McNair School in August. Tuff will see the speech in person as an invited guest to First Lady Michelle Obama. John Lawrence, WABE News.